Proclamation number 4674 of 21st of June, 1949. Love epitome of divinity. Reverse love. The most sublime feeling is and remains love. But not everything that you humans understand by love is to be recognized as love. For love can also be a perverse one which cannot claim to be sublime. Love is the divine principle, thus it is actually the epitome of divinity. It is something that cannot be defined. It is the essence and characteristic of God. It is the great power which is inexplicable to human beings and which caused everything to come into being because it is a creative and enlivening effect. It is therefore the original being of God. It is something radiating from God, which is found in all his creations and should come to full development in the human being. Right love draws upwards. It seeks union with eternal love, the original source of life and all strength. Again, it is only possible to grasp this in people in whom true love has come to fruition. Otherwise this remains an incomprehensible concept because people can certainly feel the feeling of love in their heart but usually give any desire the name, lover, which, however, is only a wrongly directed love, a desire for union with things which appear desirable to the human being. But such a wrongly directed love is not strength-giving. Whereas right love is strength in itself at the same time, which again can only be made understandable to a loving person. For only a loving person can recognize this strength because he not only lives an earthly life but also a spiritual life, thus he seeks contact with the kingdom where right love is emanated and the strength of love has a more spiritual effect insofar as it is used for loving activity. Thus it certainly stimulates earthly activity but never seeks to achieve earthly success with it but unconsciously strives for spiritual ascent. The strength of love can achieve everything. Anyone who brings love to its highest development is able to work miracles because he is filled with divine strength for which nothing is impossible. The fact that people cannot prove this to themselves is due to their limited willingness to love. They could provide this proof at any time, yet the most sublime feeling, pure divine love, which is completely selfless and only seeks to please, this love is alien to people, and thus the union with eternal love, which results in the supply of divine strength in abundance, is only rarely established. For it is understandable that everything which conforms to God's original nature, which is love in itself, can also develop divine abilities, because the human being is a part of God which only has an anti-divine relationship with him through its own will. If it changes its will, thus it shapes itself into love, which it previously lacked. Then it takes on all divine characteristics again which it originally possessed and lost through its own fault. As soon as God's thinking creature, the human being, realizes what it actually is, as soon as it recognizes its belonging to God and tries to make itself worthy of it, it approaches the original source of strength again, for eternal love recognizes its will and draws it towards itself. But then the human being is also active in love, for the supply of strength expresses itself in activity in love, because God and love are one and, where God is present, it cannot be active in any other way than in love. This means as much as approaching God and receiving strength in all fullness. Love is the most sublime feeling which can move a person. For it is divine emanation into the heart of a person who is of good will. Love which turns to earthly things, which are therefore still to be regarded as matter, is not strength-giving but strength-sapping, and since the human being has no spiritual supply of strength, he uses the strength of life to gain what his wrongly directed love desires. Thus he gains nothing but loses, because what he gains is transient and he forfeits imperishable values which he should create for himself with his vitality. Right love makes the human being happy. 22nd of the 6th, 1949. Right love is not a demanding but a giving love. It distributes without wanting to receive and yet constantly receives the more it distributes. For right love is a united working with God and therefore must also be capable of everything. Thus it will always be victorious, i.e., stronger than any other strength or power. It will conquer evil. It will appease anger, it will achieve everything because it is patient and long-suffering, and thus even God's adversary will not be able to resist the strength of divine love and one day declare himself defeated, because he, too, will long for God's love and surrender to it without resistance, just as all spiritual beings sense God's love and allow themselves to be redeemed by it by no longer resisting it. Amen.